VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The new moratorium on evictions could help keep millions of Americans in their homes as the coronavirus's Delta variant has spread and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a new moratorium Tuesday that would last until October 3rd as the Biden administration sought to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during a pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Cori Bush, the freshman congresswoman who once lived in her car as a young mother, turned her passion into action.
For 4 nights, she slept on the steps of the Capitol, drawing attention to this issue in a way we rarely see from a member of Congress. She made yesterday's announcement possible. So, amazing credit lies with Congresswoman Bush and the Americans who joined her in her righteous cause.
Fighting in Afghanistan, western and southern provinces continued Wednesday as the Taliban were trying to tighten their grips on major cities. U.S. and Afghan airstrikes hit Taliban targets overnight in southern Helmand province in an effort to dislodge the insurgents after they captured much of the provincial capital of Lashkargah, officials said. The United Nations and the Human Rights Watch asked both sides to take care to prevent civilian casualties as the fighting rages on. As the U.S. continues its withdrawal from Afghanistan, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a strategic disaster is unfolding there.
Taliban have already begun paving their way to Kabul with innocent blood. Al-Qaeda is already rebuilding capabilities to strike at our homeland.
Meanwhile, the U.K. government said Wednesday it aimed to resettle hundreds more Afghan translators and their families after criticism from former military top brass it was not doing enough. This is VOA News. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghan